I do not doubt that U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents did all they could to try to save the life of Jacqueline Calmaquin, a 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died in their custody. The little girl and her father were among a group of more than 100 migrants who turned themselves over to Border Patrol agents last Thursday night, December 6, after they'd crossed the U.S.-Mexican border and trudged through a rugged, isolated area of the New Mexican desert. The girl and her father were placed on a bus. She was reportedly not breathing by the time she arrived at a Border Patrol station, about 8 hours after she'd been placed in custody. Emergency medical personnel found the little girl had not had food or water for days. She had a temperature of 105.7 degrees. She was flown by air ambulance to a hospital in El Paso, but less than a day later, Jacqueline Calmaquin died. Border Patrol Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said, "The agents involved are deeply affected and empathize with the father over the loss of his daughter. We cannot stress enough the dangers posed by traveling long distances in crowded transportation or in the natural elements through remote desert areas without food, water, or other supplies." I've reported stories on Border Patrol agents. I know many of them are fathers and mothers from families with their own migration stories. Many agents talk about the times they've had to rescue people stranded in deserts or forests after they've crossed the border, or save people who've been savaged by criminal gangs and smugglers. There are thousands of children now in the custody of the U.S. government. Even if you hold the family of the 7-year-old girl responsible for putting her life in danger to cross into the United States, you may wonder, why was a 7-year-old girl who'd been taken in from the desert not given water or food for 8 hours? She was in U.S. custody. And how can the president, who often contends the United States has never been better, stronger, or richer, be astonished when thousands of families in countries that are roiled by crime, drugs, and poverty decide to set out for the United States, whatever the risks, because they see it as what Lincoln called the last best hope of earth? Jacqueline Calmaquin's father is now with the charity group in El Paso and told the Guatemalan consul he has no complaints about the way his daughter was treated by the Border Patrol or medical staff. The Inspector General's Office of the Department of Homeland Security will investigate how Jacqueline Calmaquin died.